to episode number 8. Yes, number 8 of my podcast, Bolt Bricks. My name is Zachary. I'm your host today. And we have an awesome, awesome episode for you guys today. Now, this episode is sort of like a Lego episode. I'm going to be giving my thoughts on more Lego sets, as I did in the last episode. And I realized that on my channel, I don't want to post that much videos, like news videos, my thoughts, or else I would not have... I would not have any time to do videos on stuff that I like want to do, like my city updates, my world updates, my reviews. So I was like, hey, how about we put my thoughts in my podcast? And since my podcast is like very, very long, longer than my videos, I mean, why not? So this is going to be a Lego thoughts. I'm going to a little bit talk about my week, but we are mostly I'm gonna mostly give my thoughts on the new Lego theme waves that I like. So I'm gonna be giving my thoughts on the Lego Minecraft sets, as well as the Lego Ninjago sets and the new Lego Creator 3-in-1 set. So let's pull these up. Lego Minecraft 2021 set summer. So let's pull up. Let's look here. We got some good stuff. Okay, so the first one here is the horse stable. It has 241 pieces, and it retails for, I think $20 in the UK. And I don't live in the UK, I live here in the US. But I'm going this on a website that I think is from the UK, and this is set number 721171, no 7 at the beginning, and it's called the Horse Stable, and I love the Diamond Horse, and I also love that Skeleton Horse. Horses in Minecraft, I do play the game. I love the Skeleton Horses, I think they're pretty awesome, so it's nice that we're getting finally some horses back in Lego form. I think there's 3 horses here, yeah, I think this will be perfect to go along with my Minecraft world. Taking a sip of water here. Now, I haven't shown you my Minecraft world yet, so once I get that fixed up a little bit, I'll show you that. It comes with some good characters, and I just love it. I like those flowers, and I think it looks perfect, and I like those hay bales, so I'm probably going to get that one. The Ruined Portal, $30. Okay, I love the Ruined Portal. First of all, we haven't gotten another portal in a long time. Wait, I think we've actually got it before, but I haven't been able to, you know, buy it. So it's great that we're getting another portal. Plus this portal looks a little bit different, a little bit like a better looking portal. So this is called the Ruined Portal. And so basically it goes through from the regular world to the Nether. So if you have a Minecraft world, I think this would be good for it because you're going through the Nether into the Crimson Forest where you can start your Nether world. And I like that it comes with some nice stuff like a baby hoglin here. And we have another wither skeleton. I think we only saw wither skeletons possibly in the Nether. No, I have the Nether set and I'm going to be building that soon. So stay tuned for my video on that. Over here we have some good stuff. I think, who is that? That looks like Steve. It might be Steve, but he has netherite armor, and this is the first time I think we're getting netherite armor. We have a pink dyed sheep, and yes, that is Steve, and we have that wither skeleton. So I think I'm definitely getting the set. I've been waiting the nether portal for a very long time, so I'm definitely getting the set. Next is the sky house. Okay, I love the sky house here, guys. This is incredible. That phantom. That phantom looks really cool. Oh, we've never gotten phantoms before. And I love that house, and especially that ocelot. And we also get a trident with, I think, is that Alex? I think that's Alex. Yeah, it's Alex. And I like that we're getting another house. I also like that it's in the sky, even though it's not possible to do that in Minecraft, but hey, it's Lego. You can do whatever. And I like those nether, like, blue brick. I think those are from the Warp Forest. And I like that. So I think this is, like, $60. Eh, a little bit pricey. But I definitely like it. The Modern Tree House. Okay, this is the biggest sale out of the wave. It's like $120. Now, I don't really like this because, yeah, I know it's modern, but it doesn't just fit the quality standards of Minecraft, I don't think. And now I like the stuff that it comes with. It comes with some pretty cool stuff. Comes with another charge creeper. We only got one of those in the mountain cave. And the mountain cave, of course, was like $500. So you get it by a cheaper price to get the charge creeper. Now, I really don't like, I like those bookshelves. I like that. But I just don't like the design of the house. It doesn't really fit me, you know. So the stuff in there is great. I'm not saying that it was really bad. I just don't think that the design is for me. And it doesn't just fit the Minecraft, like, originality, you know, that Minecraft. There's that Minecraft, oh no, taste. And I just don't think that fits that, you know? Next, here we have the Minecraft Dungeons new set. Okay, so the last Minecraft Dungeons set we got was the Redstone Battle, and my brother Ant has that set, and I actually bought it for him for Christmas, and he really enjoyed it. I actually really enjoyed it. I'm going to be getting Minecraft Dungeons soon. Anthony doesn't really want dungeons. I do. I just think it'd be way better than Minecraft. You guys probably hate me right now, but yes, I think Minecraft Dungeons is a little bit better than Minecraft. It comes with another iron golem. It comes with that skeleton. Yeah, skeleton. It comes with I don't know what that is. It's a certain type of creeper, and it looks purple. And we have some more characters, and I love that just jungle creeper. No, not that jungle creeper. That jungle like golem or something. I think this is like $40. Perfect price. I'm definitely gonna get it. And that's it for that. Minecraft wave, a lot to say about it. That is really, really cool. Now, moving on to Summer 2021 Ninjago sets. Now, my brother is a huge fan of Ninjago. I'm currently doing a Ninjago thing. You saw where he ranked all of the Ninjago seasons, and he just finished watching season 15, and I think that's gonna be a video coming soon. He's gonna give his thoughts on season 15. Now I'm doing something currently right now. It's an upcoming video. I don't know when it's gonna release. I still need to work on it. It's gonna take a while. I wouldn't be surprised if it comes out in like July or August, but I'm working on it. I'm working, guys. It's really, really hard to do that. So let's move on to season 15 sets. First set here is called the Kai's Blade Cycle, and it's from Legacy. Now, I don't know Legacy. I think this is from what? I don't know what. Comes from a different season. I don't know. I don't. It's a 4+, so I'm probably not gonna be getting that. Neither. I'm not sure Anthony will. Ooh, that ultrasonic. It comes with a Golden Zane. That looks pretty cool. That's a pretty big vehicle. I'm not sure I'm gonna get it though. Final Flight of the Destiny's Bounty, again, another 4+ set. It's a smaller Destiny's Bounty. I wanted the Destiny's Bounty, but comes with that Ghost Ninja though. And now let's move into the season 15 sets. First set here we have the Lloyd's Hydro Mech. Retails for $20. Set number 71750. Now this looks pretty cool. Oh, I love those snakes. Ah, the mech looks too small. Of course, it's $20. Of course, it's small, but just doesn't look that good of a design. Ninja Sub Speeder, $40. Holy bagoli! That thing is big. Yeesh. Woo. I love that. I like those snakes that come with it and that scuba cool and scuba J. That. Oh, that looks pretty cool. Next, here we have the Fire Dragon Attack from Ninjago Legacy. And. Oh. Gosh. Golden Nia. That looks pretty cool. This was featured in season one. Oh, I just finished watching season one. And it's for my project. I need to set. Okay, so I guess for the listeners of Built Bricks, you guys get a special taste of what I'm doing on my channel. Also, real quick, I went on Anchor, which is where I do my podcast on, where I like distribute it and everything. I went on there and I saw where you guys were listening from, and it was crazy how many listeners there were. So it turns out we're getting listeners mostly from the United States, but we're also getting listeners from Canada and United Kingdom. So boys and girls from all over the country, all over the earth, welcome. We're so glad to have you here, Built Bricks listeners. And I saw that some people were coming from Washington, Illinois, Massachusetts, Oregon, Texas, all around the globe. So hi to the people in or Antoine on in Canada, Alberta, England. Hi. Hello, people in England. I'm trying to do a British accent. I used to be so good at it. Okay, next year we have the Water Dragon. Oh gosh. Now, Anthony was watching season 15 and he told me a little bit about it. I'm not going to try to get any spoilers here, but it does look pretty cool. Oh, no, that looks beautiful. You know, I think I actually might be buying this. Yeah, I love it. And next, we have the Temple of the Endless Sea here, $100. Oh gosh, you gotta see that snake. Oh, that stuff looks pretty cool. I'm not sure I'm gonna get it though. But hey, if I were my brother, I would definitely get it. Oh, I love that. That is pretty cool. The Hydro Bounty. This is the set that Anthony said he really wanted. That boat is humongous. No wonder he wants it. It has all the Bravo, Lego designers. Gosh, look at that. Holy bagoli. Holy bagoli. That's it for the summer 2021 Ninjago wave. I love that. I loved it. Now going to Creator 3-in-1 sets. Let's look at the summer wave going in here and seeing them. Now, I did see some of these earlier. They look pretty cool. Okay, so the first one here we have is the Creator Space Shuttle. Oh, that actually looks pretty cool, especially that big rocket ship you can do. Oh, that looks cool. So there's three different builds, and I love that rocket ship build. I also like that lunar lander build. So I actually might be getting that. That'd be cool for like if I made like a space display. That'd be cool. Next here we have the Ferris wheel. Now the only Ferris wheel we've gotten is in Creator 3 is sorry, not in Creator 3-1, Creator Expert. So to see a awesome, like roller coaster. Dude, this is awesome. You guys know that I have an amusement park in my Lego City, so I would be more than welcome to have this Ferris wheel in there. And also you can turn it into bumper cars and like what else? Bumper cars? What? Bumper cars or like yeah, bumper car rides. So that's pretty cool. I also love those minifigures. Oh, that looks nice. Now I think I saw that there were some others. Here, yeah. Let me load. And yeah, it's loading. I'm going back. I'm looking on these Lego websites. Okay, now we got a better look at more sets. Okay, past that, let's head over to the Creator 3-1 Crocodile. The crocodile looks cool. Not sure I'm gonna get though. Now the fish tank. Ooh, boy. Oh, that would be something cool to put on display, you know? I think it can turn into an art piece or something, but I'm definitely gonna keep the fish tank and maybe put it on my shelf or something. That's a display piece right there. And that's it saying on Creator 3-in-1, but I'm gonna look at the new castle in Summer 2021 Lego. So let's see if we can get an image of this new castle. Okay. What is it? Where are you? It's like where is it? Think it might be on here. There it is. Oh my. Yo. That castle. Holy. Dude, that castle. Okay, I am definitely getting this. I love. Okay, first of all, you can turn this into a couple of different things. Oh, I'm more than definitely getting this. I'm definitely getting this. I love that castle. Now that castle looks beautiful there. I also love that big tower that you can turn it into. That castle is amazing. I love those minifigures. I love those chickens. I love that dinosaur. I love everything about this. I even like that little spinning wheel going over into the sea. And I love there's like a little brick built wizard up there. That's just awesome. And those tree elements, how they place them there, perfecto. Perfecto. And that's it for today. I think we like went a little bit over. Of course, this was a Lego episode. My week was great. I'm actually gonna talk more about it next week. And next week's episode, I already got planned out, and we're gonna be talking about some Lego teases coming soon. So stay tuned next week. Bye, guys. We'll see you next time on Built Bricks. Bye.
Thank you.